It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Etson. Welcome everyone to Sinner's Sunday, the only chapel in the known universe with a full bar, hot barbecue, and not a single ass-punishing bench in the house. We're okay with comfort here, comfort of a physical nature. On the moralistic side, it might get a little uncomfortable here today. That's not a trigger warning, mind you. I'd wager no one here would use that stupid word. We just get plain old pissed off. It's Super Bowl Sunday, which means nothing to me. I'm not a football fan. It's just too many rules, too many starts and stops. I've never really watched a Super Bowl, not for the game, anyway. It's kind of a weird feeling to attend a Super Bowl party where everyone is silent or screaming in perfect synchronicity, and you're the only one not in the groove. But I always find it more interesting to watch the watchers instead of the players. The level of passion is intriguing. People showing ecstasy or despair over the fate of a bunch of very wealthy guys they don't know and never will. When I've been at Super Bowl parties and see some dude with the cords in his throat popping out like hawsers and he's screaming himself into laryngitis, I might ask if he's got money on the game. A sizable bet could warrant that level of agitation. But not one guy in that condition has ever answered yes. It's just because they love that team. A team that probably has a completely fresh group of players every few years. I don't get that either. But there's a lot I don't get. With all the pre-Super Bowl hype and hubbub, another American game is being played continuously, 24/7, 365. And the outcome of that game is infinitely more important. It's life and death. That game is politics. Politics is a blood sport. Always has been. I had a bunch of courses in politics in school, and when I think back, not one teacher ever defined politics that way. They always concentrate on crap, minutiae, names, dates, parliamentary procedure. Politics don't just determine the way we'll live. It determines who lives and who dies. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, they killed what, 100 million or more all in? At the core of all that murder was a simple premise. If you don't agree with us and believe what we say and what we like, we will kill you. JC was killed because they didn't like his politics. They considered the truth he told to be hate speech. They hated what he said. And he refused to recant his words or apologize. Ever. So amid all the hype leading up to this Super Bowl, a gorilla-faced politician in New York, a lying, gutless, and stupid punk named Andrew Cuomo, made murder legal. When he did, with a stroke of his pen, he made it a photo op. His creepy minions stood around him. He smiled, called it a great day. Everyone applauded. He posted a slick video montage of the event on his Facebook page, a page that proudly displays a map of New York State with the slogan, "No hate in our state." For hypocrisy and deceit, that absolutely beats the slogan on the gates of Dachau and Auschwitz. Their slogan was, "Work will set you free." Well, that Nazi slogan was more honest than Cuomo's. Untold numbers of those people were worked to death, which is a form of freedom, I suppose, the end of suffering, but no hate in our state. That takes the big lie to a gargantuan level. Radio was thriving in Hitler's day. It was huge. But even Adolf didn't hold a press conference to announce and celebrate mass murder. Even Adolf, megalomaniac that he was, tried to keep his mechanized death on the down low. But not Cuomo. In fact, that very evening, he ordered Freedom Tower in Lower Manhattan to be lit up in hot pink to celebrate his new law. Many corporate god providers have remained curiously silent about this, or they tongue cluck and just say, pray. This is why I don't throw in with corporate god providers, because most of them are politicians in their own way, keeping their wet finger in the air to see which way the political winds are blowing. You've got that commie in the Vatican, Pope Frankie. Was it not his place to have immediately excommunicated Cuomo, who claims to be a Roman Catholic? The very least Frankie could have done was say, Cuomo, you gorilla-faced, gutless, lying punk, you're out of here. But Frankie's been silent. And for every other head-bowing, phony, pious, whispering, basset hound-eyed fake who merely folds his hands and says, pray. Well, here's what the boss man, that big Nazarene with the sandals and beard, here's what he had to say about merely hurting kids. Quote, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Unquote. Those are JC's very words. Does he say, pray? No, he does not. He issues a clear, graphic threat, a death threat. A threat so severe, he says drowning would be a cakewalk by comparison. That's part of the purpose of Sinner Sunday, to reveal the real JC, not the manlet corporate god providers have been selling for centuries. JC was not the Prince of Peace. He liked peace, but he was not opposed to violence when necessary. So I'm not going to pray for gorilla-faced, punk, coward, liar, Andrew Cuomo. He has established himself as the single most vile person to ever hold public office in the United States, even topping the dead drunk Janet Reno. For it could be argued that dead drunk Janet wasn't certain that all those innocents would be burned alive in Waco. But gorilla-faced, punk, coward, liar Cuomo made murder an institution and then threw a party. At some point, I'd like to see Cuomo get what all murderous politicians deserve, the Mussolini treatment. I won't go into detail here, but the coup de grace was when the people hung Benito by his heels in the town square so the crows could feast on his eyes. That's about right for gorilla-faced, punk, coward, liar, Cuomo. I'll see you Tuesday for our Valentine's Day special. It's the holiday that's a minefield. I'll tell you how not to get blown up. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And God bless.